Welcome back to the Blissful Biz podcast, episode 205. Today I want to dive deep and share how I plan to elevate my marketing strategy in 2024. For me, this year is all about focus to drive growth without the fluff. The first quarter is already behind us, and I'm happy to say I have so much more clarity than when I started the year. I'm really excited about the rest of 2024, so here are the marketing tactics I'm focusing on. Hello and welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast, the show where we dive deep into the world of online businesses while navigating hot flashes and menopausal brain fog, to name just a few symptoms of being an entrepreneur in your midlife. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I help coaches and service providers like you who want to build a blissful online business in their 40s, 50s, or 60s with a clear message, an aligned offer suite, and marketing strategies rooted in the heart. So let's do this. Let's dive in. Here are the five marketing tactics I'm going to focus on in 2024. Number one, blogging and SEO. Blogging has been a cornerstone of digital marketing for years, and it never went away. I actually started my business with a blog, not social media, and it served me incredibly well. I still get hundreds of visitors to my website every single day from my blog, from posts that I published years ago, like in 2017. They still perform really well on Google. Can't say that about a social media post, right? Nobody's looking at my social media posts from 2018. Then in 2020, I started my podcast, and while I create a blog post for every solo episode, the truth is, they don't perform as well. I don't really focus so much on SEO here. I think I'm not as strategic. And I also think Google treats those posts differently for whatever reasons. So I decided to create pillar standalone blog posts again moving forward. The goal is to do that every week. I'm not there yet, but I published a few blog posts this year already, and they are doing well. So for example, I published a blog post how I set up my membership with School, the platform School, and that's starting to get some traction, so people find me. And then I also created a post on how to create a high-ticket program. This one isn't doing well yet, so I might have to look at that and see what I can improve. I'm also still ranking high for some keywords like yoga teacher websites. In Q1, I just checked my numbers. I had nearly 10,000 clicks to my website from Google, which really is nearly all because of my blog. And in my blog, my older blog posts before I started podcasting. So I've updated some of my most popular posts, but there's so much potential to create posts that speak to my new niche, coaches in midlife, and not only yoga teachers, because that's completely missing from my content right now. And that's hurting me because it's confusing for my audience. You know, if someone finds me because they are searching for websites for yoga teachers, and then my offers are for coaches in midlife. I don't have a website course anymore. You know, I pivoted really. I have like different offers now. That's not aligned. So there's a missed opportunity, and I want to create more content that speaks to my new niche. I know it's going to take time and effort. Blogging and SEO, optimizing your content for Google, this isn't a short-term strategy. That's why posting on Instagram seems so much more attractive, because you can immediately see your results. If a post gets likes or views, you know that in 1 week. But the long-term value of blogging, it's so much higher. This is what I teach you inside my program, The Mentorship, how to create a piece of long-form content like a blog post or a podcast episode or a YouTube video and how to repurpose that to social media. I don't rely on social media alone, and I'm so grateful for that, and I think you shouldn't do that either. I am back to consistently creating blog posts. So that's my goal for 2024. And that means optimizing them for search engines, conducting keyword research, optimizing meta tags and structuring content for readability and all that, which are essential elements of a successful SEO strategy. Another part of that is Pinterest. Pinterest is my second biggest traffic source after Google, and in Q1, January to March of this year, I got nearly 3,000 visitors to my website from Pinterest, so around 1,000 a month. That used to be much higher, but the truth is I neglected Pinterest last year. When I took a break from podcasting last summer, I also stopped posting to Pinterest and I haven't started again yet because I felt a little bit, you know, out of tune. I didn't really know anymore what was working, what wasn't working, what changed on the platform. But I'm diving back in, educating myself what's working now. Pinterest is such an amazing platform for content creators. How it works is that you upload pins, that's images. So you upload an image to that platform with a title and a short description and a link, and you can link to anything. Compare that to Instagram, where the only link you have is in your bio, and then in your stories you can add links, but not to your post. On Pinterest, everything can link to your website, which is amazing. So you can link it to your freebie landing pages, to your blog posts, to your online courses, to your videos, whatever you want to. It's really cool. And yes, I mean, I never stopped seeing the potential, but I think the last year I kind of focused more on social media, on Instagram, and I'm not dissing social media or Instagram. I think it's a really valuable tool. I'm grateful that we have those platforms. They are free and we can use them to spread our message and get discovered, which is like, how cool is that? So social media definitely has a place in my business, in my marketing. But my focus moving forward this year is going to be on blog and SEO, and then I repurpose what I create to social media. Okay, marketing tactic number two that I'm focusing on in 2024 is AI, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has transformed the way we approach marketing, enabling us to analyze data, personalize content, and automate repetitive tasks at scale. And it's not just ChatGPT, though I love that, and I use ChatGPT pretty much every day in my business, not to write everything. I think it's really important to use your own voice and add your stories and insights, especially because there's so much content now that all sounds the same because everybody is using ChatGPT. That's not going to help you grow your business. But for example, this podcast episode, I came up with the idea and the topics, and then I wrote the talking points, a little bit of a script, and record the episode. I record the episode in Descript, a tool that then uses AI to create a written script of my words that makes it so easy to edit. So I can automatically remove filler words like and simply delete mistakes, single words. I can simply delete them or sentences, and I can add my intro. I can edit it. So it's amazing. Then I'm exporting it and upload it to Buzzsprout, which I'm using to host my podcast. So I'm not using a podcast editor anymore, which saves me literally hundreds of dollars a month. because it's so easy now to edit. And in Buzzsprout, I use their mastering, sound mastering feature, which improves the sound quality and is really, really cool. And that's it. Like editing my podcast episodes is so simple now. I do it myself. Yeah, everybody can do that. And then I create the show notes and the blog posts and the social media captions for sharing the episode in ChatGPT. So I enter the script I get from recording it in Descript, and then I tell ChatGPT to make this into show notes. Change the wording, make it more normal is normally what I use because, you know, ChatGPT is always like full of adjectives. So sometimes I say make it more warm, make it more friendly, but mostly I use make it more normal. And I do the same with blog posts and social media captions. So I tell ChatGPT, make this into a blog post, make this into show notes, make this into a social media caption. And everything is done in minutes instead of paying my VA hours to create this kind of content. So this is really amazing and helps me increase my productivity every single day. And I'm looking into more ways to automate things, to set up systems using AI, which is important because I also want to increase my output with more blog content, more free content, you know, all that. So that's blogging, SEO, and using artificial intelligence. And as I said, when it comes to AI, it's really important that you still share your stories, your insights, your take on things, because otherwise you're just not going to stand out. You're going to sound like everybody else, and that's not going to be helpful. The third marketing tactic I'm using is hosting free masterclasses. I'm just not a fan of big launches. I find them exhausting and emotionally draining. But I like to show up live and teach something, and I want to do more of that. I like meeting with people in a Zoom room. I like answering their questions. I love that energy. And that works for me, right? The truth is, I've been getting similar results from hosting single masterclasses as from long spread out launches because I'm selling a premium high ticket offer. So I want to do more of that this year. Offering a free masterclass or workshop, it's a fantastic way to showcase your expertise and provide value to your audience. By sharing your knowledge and insights on a particular topic, you can position yourself as a thought leader in your industry and build trust with your potential customers. But it's not just about giving away free information. It's about providing tangible value that attendees can walk away with and implement in their businesses. By offering a free masterclass, I can attract qualified leads, nurture relationships, and ultimately drive conversions down the line. Most often, I pitch my offer in the masterclass. But I also just hosted a website training masterclass where I really focus on sharing value, and I didn't really pitch something. I had one slide at the end sharing a 15% discount code for Tonic Sideshop where I bought my website template, or inviting them to hire me to design their website without going into all the details. But yeah, in general, still, my approach is to host a free masterclass, give a ton of value, and towards the end, I pitch something. And that works really, really well. And it feels really easy. It's easy to set up, you know, and I don't want to have like thousands of people in there, which can be overwhelming. I'm happy when a few hundred people sign up for it. I have maybe 20, 30 people live with me, sometimes less, and that's fine too. Everybody's busy. Most people watch the recording these days. And, you know, I'm happy to do that every single month. Now, you might be wondering, should you offer a paid masterclass or a free masterclass? A lot of very successful coaches, host paid events, and they teach you to do that. They tell you you should do a paid masterclass, and that works great for them. The truth is, though, if you only have a small audience, I would offer your events for free because you won't get enough people to sign up otherwise to really create that momentum. Your numbers aren't high enough. I tried it. I tried offering paid events, and honestly, for me, it just didn't work. The math didn't work out. I've seen it again and again. It's easier to sell something more expensive to fewer people than something cheap to a lot of people. Even when you ask for a really low price, it doesn't mean that more people are going to buy it. So I recommend you host a free masterclass, not a paid event, unless your audience is huge. And for most of us, that is not the case. My goal is to host a free masterclass every month and bigger content events around every quarter. For example, my 3-day Elevate Bootcamp, something like that. And the most successful masterclasses, I repurpose and make them either a freebie or add them to my shop as a low ticket offer. And if you want to learn how to set up a free masterclass and turn it into your lead magnet, I actually have a mini course for you that includes all the templates, the step-by-step instructions, examples for your landing page and everything, how to set it up. You find that inside my shop, susannereiker.com/shop. Okay, moving on, marketing tactic number 4 I'm using in 2024 is collaborations. And this is a good one. I always loved collaborating with other coaches, inviting them on my podcast or hosting events together. But this year, I'm taking this to a whole new level. What I'm going to do is start a blog for women in perimenopause, menopause, and beyond, like Goop for older women, back when Goop was still a blog and not just a shop, or MindBodyGreen, but really speaking to women in perimenopause, menopause, talking about nutrition, talking about fitness, talking about life, talking about relationships, everything that's going on in that phase in our lives. And the best thing is, you can be a guest author. We can collaborate on that together. This will be a chance for all of us to grow together, to create a community and offer support to women. And there will be a lot of room to collaborate, like promoting your events or online courses, hosting challenges, and getting more traffic, which means more people to see what you do, which hopefully will mean more clients for you. This will be open to all my students inside the mentorship. And if you're not one of my students, you will be able to apply to be a guest author. This project is still in the development phase, and I don't have a timing yet when we will start, but it's happening. And it's going to be a complete game changer in the coaching industry. Because let's face it, growing an audience, that's really, really hard work. But when we collaborate and create a platform together, it's going to create exponential growth. It's more traffic, more interest, more clients, more momentum for everybody. It's for you when you don't really like to market yourself. You don't like social media, but you are amazing at what you do. Package your wisdom into a valuable blog post, and I and my team will handle the rest so your content gets seen. We might also do affiliate deals that I promote your offers for a commission and things like that. There's so much potential. As I said, I don't have a timing yet when we start, but if you work with women in midlife, in perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. So, for example, as a yoga teacher or as a life coach or as a nutritionist, and you want to collaborate, get in touch. We are going to start collecting editing partners and content soon. I feel this will be my biggest project in 2024, and it's definitely what I'm most excited about. I really can't wait to get started. I'm so looking forward to it. And finally, marketing tactic number 5 I'm focusing on in 2024, and I'm really looking forward to that as well, is hosting my first live event. I am planning a business building weekend retreat here in sunny Mallorca in Spain in November 2024, where we will have 2 full days to workshop together, plan the next year. We're going to have an amazing dinner and connect. And of course, I recommend that you spend a few more days to explore the island because it's magical. It's going to be so much fun. This is included as a bonus experience inside the mentorship, but you'll also be able to book it separately too, and I'll send out more information soon. I'm so looking forward to this event. I love running an online business. I really do. But I know meeting everybody in person will be magical. I feel it's what we all craving right now. Yes, we love the convenience of online learning. It saves so much time, you know, it's practical, and it also builds connections. 100%, I feel really connected to my students, even though I only know them from Zoom or from emails. But the connection in real life, making new friends, I think it's going to be truly transformational. I see that with some of my clients, they are doing that as well. Now, for example, hosting yoga teacher trainings where a big part of the theory is taught online and then they're meeting in real life for a week or a few weekends. And it's like this hybrid model that brings the best of online and in-person together. So I'm really, really looking forward to hosting that event. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. There might be more live events coming in the next year. This is going to be the first live event. But now, especially because I'm living on this gorgeous island, Mallorca, which is the perfect location, I can see myself hosting more live events, more maybe even longer retreats, business building retreats, transformational retreats, you know, all those things. And there you have it. By focusing on these 5 tactics in 2024, my goal is to elevate my marketing strategy, streamline it, and drive meaningful results for my business. From blogging and SEO to using AI, free masterclasses, collaborations, and live events, I'm embracing these tactics with intention and purpose as I navigate the year ahead. Let me know if my goals resonate with you. And remember, this is also what I teach you inside the mentorship. The mentorship is a 12-month group coaching experience where you will elevate your brand, website, and messaging and establish yourself as a trustworthy expert in your industry. Create your signature premium group program that's designed for profit and build your aligned offer suite. This is my magic power. I am there to help you package your skills and expertise. I love doing that and seeing it all come together. And then you learn how to implement my content that sells strategies so new clients are finding you and buying 24/7. The program is 12 months and includes an exclusive curriculum to help you implement what you learn, unparalleled support and coaching by me, personal feedback on your work, and a community of other amazing women with the same goal in mind to make a bigger impact and build a blissful biz. If you're interested, simply go to SusanneReiker.com/mentorship. I also add the link to the show notes. That's SusanneReiker.com/mentorship. You can also send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. I would love to hear from you. And simply share your goals and we can have a conversation if this is a good fit for you or not. It's an application only program because I want to make sure that I am really able to help you and support you and that you have, that you're going to get a real high return of investment. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining me and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.